I've shared a few interesting stories that the Bachma I learned with, and I think I'll repeat some of them to you. When I was in the sixth grade, I don't know if you still have it now in the secular studies, but we had a GO, a general organization. And the GO had different activities. So one activity that he had was to go to a ball game. So we went to a baseball game in Ebbets Field. New York Giants were playing. And in the eighth inning, they were losing 8-1. And then in the eighth inning, they scored 7 runs. They scored 8 runs. And they won the game 9-8. And during their running around the bases and scoring, the place was wild. They were wild. To the point, I guess some of you may have seen some straw hats. Nowadays the straw hats are the same style as the regular hats. At that time it was a flat top, you know, with the brim around. You've seen that. And there was a fellow who was in front of me, and he was so excited. He just took his hat, he pulled it down, so the brim was around his neck, and the top stayed on his head. It's funny. It's funny. He's very excited. Excited about what? What's he excited about? The next story I've told the Olim a few years ago. Rabbi Miller, who was a rav in Pittsburgh, said the story what happened to him. Said he was driving, I don't know if it was a Pittsburgh Pirates game or Pittsburgh Steelers, and he won either the World Series or the Super Bowl, whatever it was. He stopped for a red light outside a bar. Gotta stop for a red light. Somebody comes running outside the bar, starts screaming, "We won! We won!" Right? And he starts banging on his windshield. "We won! We won!" He's scared. So the guy screams, "Say we won!" So we won! And he let him go. Okay? Funny story. That's story number 2. Story number 3 I heard at the Torah Masorah convention about Yaakov Bender. He said we could say it over in his name. He was 16 years old, and he and a friend of his went to a ball game. At that time, I don't know if any of you remember, but the center fielder on the Yankees was Mickey Mantle. He was hitting home runs. He had hit 499 home runs. And everyone is waiting for the 500th home run. He should hit that goal in life, a 500th home run. For 2 weeks, he never was not matzliach. Everyone is buying tickets to be at the ball game where Mickey Mantle is going to hit his 500th home run. And it's Nitke Geingen. Yaakov Bender and his friend go to the ball game. And in that ball game, he hits his 500th home run. The whole stadium stood up. They were screaming, "Mick, Mick, Mick." They were going wild. Bottles of beer were being drunk, and bottles of beer were being thrown. "Mick, Mick, Mick." Yaakov Bender turned to his chaver And he says, let's get out of here quick, or else we're going to become like them. What does that mean? We made a bracha, Asher Kitzon b'mitzvaysa b'tzivonu l'kroyis ahalas. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to say halas? Asher Kitzon b'mitzvaysa b'tzivonu. You told us l'kroyis ahalas. Where does it say in the Torah? It's mitzvah l'kroyis ahalas. Doesn't say any place. So what do you say? The Gemara asked this question by the brachas near for Hanukkah, by all the brachas. You say Asher Kitzonu b'mitzvaysav, Ladik near Shal Hanukkah, Al Kriyas Megillah. Where's the Asher Kitzonu b'mitzvaysav one who Al Kriyas Megillah? Where's such a tzivui in the Torah? What's the answer? So Reb Matis Yol says, what's the answer? The Gemara had asked the question, and the Gemara said, because there's a law of leisoser, leisoser with the rim, you mean the small, you have to listen to the Rabbanim, you have to listen to the Sanhedrin, and therefore I check it shon be mitzvayse be tzibondu al kriyas megillah having a shachanika. Why it's all the teretz? So the kasha they asked, what sort of teretz is that? If the teretz is I have to listen to my thoughts, so you say Asher Kitzon b'mitzvayse b'tzivanu, right? The Zohar b'lab shall I saucer. But it doesn't say in the Torah l'adik ner shal Chanukah. It doesn't say al kriyas Megillah. Asher Kitzon b'mitzvayse l'shmei al hachamim, whatever lashon you want to make, that should be the bracha. So he says, what does it mean? It means there's such a thing called Das Torah. Well, what does Das Torah mean? Now, many of you have heard this story about different Gedolim. I heard it about Rav Shlomo Haiman all over Shalom. They say it over Shemba, other Gedolim. It could be the names are getting mixed up, who said what, but the aside is the same. That he was once saying a shir on a rush. And the Rosh asked two questions. Question was an open stira from a different Gemara, and another question mitzad hasvara. And he asked the Bachrim, which kasha is stronger? The one that's open Gemara says fakhet, the one mitzad hasvara. So most of them said the Gemara says fakhet. You all get kasha. He says no. He says the kasha mitzad hasvara is stronger. He says, why? He says, when somebody learns Shas, Be'iyun, and he adapted his mind to think in a Torahdik way, when he asks a Kasha Mitzad Hasvara, the whole Shas is asking the question. The Seichel that he acquired from the entire Shas is the Seichel that made him ask the question. You have a steer for one piece of one Gemara. Okay, it's a steer one Gemara. But a kasha mitzad hasvara from a godel hador who has learned shas is much stronger than a kasha from one piece of gemara, because das Torah is the pshat that the Torah is not stam the 613 mitzvahs. That the 613 mitzvahs is the minimum. When you apply yourself to learn the iyun, the 613 mitzvahs, so you become a Torahdik mensch, and you think in a Torahdik way. When they think in a Torahdik way, and the Chazal came and told us to make a brachel hadlik ner shel Chanukah, while Kriyas Megillah, the pshat is the Torah is telling us that. It's the Das Torah, it's the Sechel that's molded. The Sechel that's molded is telling us. When we have brachel l'krei sahalo, Shekh Zod is one l'krei sahalo. What does halal mean? Praise. What is halal? Rabbi Avigdor Miller said that when the Mitzrayim saw Sarah, says Vayihalalu Oyster El Paray. Don't say Vayishabchu, Vayihalalu. But what is the praise of Hallel? The praise of Hallel is a praise of excitement. Wow, that's Hallel. They saw this woman, and they said, no one should dare to marry her except for Parai. It was a wow. It's telling us to be excited. Be excited. If you're not excited, it's lacking. That's the bracha, l'kreyas ahalel, to be excited. What does to be excited mean? To be excited means the same as Shugner who pulled his hat down and the top stayed on top, and the same as Shigoyim who said mik, mik, mik. They're excited. Are we excited to be B'nai Torah? Are we excited? The Rambam in Perek Gimel from Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Gimel, says, what's called Dvar Hashem Boza? Kol she'ef shloi lasik b'Torah ve'eino oisik, someone who has the ability and he's not oisik, oi, or somebody shakoro he learned v'shono and now he's not learning, u'pirish lahavli hazman, lahavli oilam, someone who learned and he turned away from learning. He was learning and he went to a ball game. That's somebody who learned. Upirish lahavle oilam v'iniach talmudai, and he gave up his learning to follow the havle ha'oilam. Hareze bechlal boize dvar Hashem. You're being mevaze dvar Hashem. You're making it equal, and not only equal, you're getting more excited. I'm sure going to hit a home run. So I excited about being a Ben Torah. Are you excited about life? Are you happy you're living? Are you excited about that? Or are you excited that Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run? What are you excited about? He says, when someone gives up his learning to get the excitement of Havlei Ha'olam, Hareze Boizez Dvar Hashem, and Omru Chachamim, Kol HaMevatel Es HaToyro Mei Oysher, Soifei Levatlei Mei Oyni. If someone will be Mevatel Toyro Mei Oysher, Soifei Levatlei Mei Oyni, V'chol Ham and the Chayvus of Ova says, what does that mean? If someone is mavatal the Torah with an Ashiras Hadas, what's the Osher? It's not saying if someone is poor he'll become wealthy. It's not true. If someone is wealthy become poor, it's not true. He says, what's it referring to? What is called wealth? What's called wealth? It says in the Parshas Kisava, it says in the by the clovis, he says, Tachas Hashem lo yabadatos Hashem el kecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav me'rayv kail, because you didn't serve Hashem me'rayv kail, because of yabadatos es oivech Hashem shalchen Hashem boch b'rov u'tzom u'v'eirom u'v'chayisakil, you're going to have a chayisakil. Since you weren't an Oyver Hashem May Reif Kol, you can do B'chayser Kol. So Gemara in the Dorm Daf Mem Aleph says, what's Chayser Kol? Chayser Kol means you have no das. You won't be able to think. That's Chayser Kol. You'd be under such pressure, under such strain, you couldn't think about what life is all about. It says, Tachas Hashem Lo Yavadatas Hashem El Kech May Reif Kol. When you had Seichel to think, when you were relaxed, when you're in the yeshiva, and you have everything being handed to you on a platter, you have room and board and wonderful parents and wonderful families, and tachas hashaloya varkas Hashem elokecha meiroivko, then it'll be mechaisiko, then you won't have any das. Why? You'll be under strain, you'll be tzatumbled. So the Rambam says, kol hamakayim es atayra mei, kol hamavatl es atayra mei yosher. If you're mavatl the Torah with an ashira sadas, that you chose Havlei Ha'olam, and you're excited about the Havlei Ha'olam, much more than you're excited that the government coming to a Seder. Seifei Levatlei Meyoini. You will eventually have an Ashiras Hadas. Because you eventually have an Anias Hadas. Because if that's been your choice, you're going to slip. B'chol Hamakayim is a Torah Meyoini. And if someone's Makayim the Torah with an Anias Hadas, and he pushes himself, Seifei Lekayim Meyoisher. But what is Dvar Hashem Baza? Someone who gives up Torah for the Havlei Ha'olam, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. Bezal Hashem. You know, this Sunday night we'll be going into the Nubis Medrash. They'll be dancing, singing. What are you dancing about? What are we dancing about? The same guys who could be Mavatl Torah for Havlei Ha'olam are going to be dancing. What are you dancing about? It's the same. Gashmi is dick of choice. Dancing is fun. Alright, dancing is excitement. But are you excited for Torah? Are you excited for moving into a new Beis Medrash? Is that the excitement? Or it's fun? You know, it's fun. Singing, dancing, it's fun. So all that we've done is that we've transferred the fun of Havlei Ha'olam to the fun moving into Beis Medrash. But if you're Machshev Torah, Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Meyoini, you're Machshev Torah, you're willing to say Hallel, you're willing to say Hallel about your life, then the dancing is a dancing of Aliyah. It's a dancing of chashivas. It's being mekayim the Torah meyoni. Then it's not a gashmi yizdika dancing. It's a rukhni yizdika dancing, and that rukhni yizdika dancing is going to help. People can dance, like I've said many times. You know, they're terutzim. Why do you go to concerts? It's aliyah. There's singing. Especially a Shlomo Kalba concert, you go and you're Gvaldik, you know. And the question that I ask after the concert, do you go to a Beis Medrash or to a pizza shop? If you had an Aliyah, are you having an Aliyah? What is it? It's Gashmi's like a foolishness. It's fooling yourself. The simcha that we'll have, that as Hashem we will all have, when we move to new Beis Medrash, should be a simcha of coming to a beautiful Makom Torah, coming to a Makom that we're going to be Mekadesh with our learning. It's a Makom that will assist us in our learning because of the chashivas of the Makom. And that has to be the simcha that we have when we go there with the dancing. But otherwise, you can go to the pizza shop afterwards. What is the simcha? So Bez Hashem, the cheshbon nefesh we have to have throughout our life. And now also that we know we're moving to Nubis Medrash, that your cheshbon nefesh, what are we doing? What are we doing? Are we dancing? Or are we happy? If we're happy, what for? We're happy to be B'nai Torah. Oh, are we happy to be B'nai Torah? Are we Machshev, the storm that we have? These are Ha'oris that you have to have for yourself. And as the Hashem, we should all have the right answer. That we are happy to be B'nai Torah. We are happy to be born. We are happy to use our lives. And when we do that, we can certainly dance with simple going to the new Beis Medrash.